Graphene Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm at Festival de Cannes 68th edition, and I'm in company of Robert Dubay, who's here for with this short film from Campus Movie Fest, if I'm correct. So, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for welcoming me.
Please tell me everything about your Cannes adventure.
So far, it's been day one so far. Well, it's day two right now. Yesterday was pretty crazy. There's so much hustle and bustle. There's so much to do. There's so many interesting people to meet. And, you know, this is only just the beginning. So it's pretty exciting to imagine what's in store next for me these next couple of weeks.
How did it all start? You presented your film at Campus Movie Fest. You won.
I won.
You won. And part of the collaboration with the Campus Movie Fest had was with Cannes Festival. Is that correct?
Yes. I did win top four at my school, the University of Central Florida, and I did get Best Directing. So I didn't know about Cannes until I received an email several weeks later after I had won, saying, hey, by the way, we'd like to extend you the invitation to go to the Cannes Film Festival. And I was floored. You can't believe it, you know? I have no words for that. It's just unbelievable that, you know, that I've been offered this opportunity. So I'm incredibly, you know, grateful.
Let's say that you didn't have all the money to get here, because it's very expensive to stay here and to come here. So what did you do?
I crowdfunded through GoFundMe. I asked my friends, my family. I posted it on Tumblr. And my movie reached out to a lot of people, so not only did I get the support of my close friends and family, but I also had anonymous support as well from people who resonated with the movie's meaning. So I'm extremely grateful for all of their support, and this dream wouldn't have been possible without their assistance.
You know, once you have the chance to get here, like, it's like one-time opportunity, so you have to take it and do everything you want.
Most people never live to see this kind of craziness, you know, and it's like a dream right now. For lack of better words, it's like a dream right now.
Tell me something about your short film. What's the idea behind it?
Well, The Grind follows a young man who is a closeted gay man who wants to find a relationship. And he tries to by making a profile on the app called Grindr. And he has some conversations on Grindr, and he finds someone on there who he's interested in, so he makes plans to go out with him that night. So they go out, they have such a great time. He really connects with him. They come back. They end up falling asleep together. And when he wakes up in the morning, the person has left and he has blocked him on the app.
It was sort of sad for me, but it shows you how it's easier right now to find, you know, a person to hang out with, and how easier it is to really get rid of this person. Like, they appear and disappear.
It's incredibly easy, especially when you have it's different for when you're online, because you feel like you're invincible online. I mean, you can end connections, you know, with a tap of the block button, or, you know, it's very easy to be an image of yourself you want to be, and then, you know, cast people off because you don't feel that they're worth it. Because it's easier online, because, you know, you don't form... It's hard to form meaningful connections online, and especially, you know, with the ease of finding just anyone, you know, for gay people, it is, you know, on Grindr, you have an entire list of people you could choose from. It's easier than going out and finding someone, because you don't know who's gay or not.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all just for ease. It's all just because it's easy.
And there's a great big negative side on that.
There is a huge negative side, because, you know, some guys will be guys and they'll let their other head think for them. They just want to, you know, hook up and get together and then, you know, be on their merry way. That's only some of them, though. There are the few who go to these sites because they really want to, they're looking for a meaningful, more in-depth relationship with someone. But, you know, you have to comb through all the gravel to find the gems, you know.
What are you doing here, like, exactly at the Canfilm Festival? Do you participate in some, I don't know, events, or the Canfilm Festival schedule something for you?
Well, it's different because I didn't go through Campus Movie Fest to get here because they exhausted all of their positions for the con, so I went with another program called Creative Minds. My film will still be showed at in the Campus Movie Fest section, but right now I have Creative Minds accreditation. So while I'm here, I'm part of the Filmmakers Institute with the Creative Minds group, and we are to make a 5-minute film while attending the con in the 2 weeks that we're here.
So you're shooting here?
We are making another short, yes.
Can you tell me something more about it?
No? I can. It's not restricted, but I want to, you know, leave surprises. It is a an adventure drama comedy. It's a little experimental. I wanted to combine a lot of different genres to kind of get just a different feel, because, you know, sometimes when you have one genre, you kind of stick to it. When it's comedy, you learn not to take it seriously. When it's, you know, romance, you expect love to be there always. But I'm kind of trying something new to keep the audience on their toes and kind of, you know, look deeper into the film.
Do you plan or can you participate to some other festivals with The Grind?
Yes, I submitted it to the Skyway Film Festival, which is being held in the Tampa St. Petersburg area in Florida. It's also going to be screened in Hollywood for Campus Movie Fest Hollywood event in July. I'm still looking for festivals to submit it to. I've heard from some friends that there are some LGBT film festivals that would love to have my film screened there. So I'll be looking out for those opportunities as well.
And when are we watching the short you're shooting now?
I still have to get the schedule. I honestly, I haven't received the schedule. I've tried looking online. There isn't some dates for when my film will be screened, but as soon as I get that information, I'll let you know.
Okay, so good luck. Good luck with The Grind, with your experience here in Cannes, and with the new short.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Robert. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Cannes Film Festival, the 68th edition, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.